which was people who have almost famous names.
Yeah, names are standard, and believe me, they will be again. Okay, yeah, go on.
And we've got a customer called Simon Garfinkel.
where is Simon Garfinkel?
He's probably fed up with people.
No, I'm sorry. His parents should have thought of that before they gave him a name like Simon Garfinkel. Yeah, what you say you've got a customer. What is it, a shop?
Yeah, I'm not going to say any more, Dan. I really
am. Hang on a minute. No one says that and gets away with it.
No, he's getting away with it. It's just too good. Simon Garfinkel.
I want to know what the shop is.
When we get over the new place, the Billy Baroo, the first thing we're going to do is but we'll be in his car.
Come on. Well, this is the shop owner.
Oh, somebody's requested something. That's quite nice. As miles away. Yeah, when we get to the new place, the first thing we're going to do first morning, I think, is names that sound a little bit like famous ones. That's always good. We had Vincent Rice.
Of course, yeah. No, there was Marley.
We had Tim Cruise as well.
Tim Cruise is pretty good.
What was the woman whose name sounded like Marilyn Monroe?
That's right. What was it?
Bridget Pardo. And it was a sex symbol.
Right,
I can't remember.
Pardo. Let's have some more, and then we'll do them again in the next.
And of course, there's the anti list, which has only two names on it currently.
The names that are not exotic at all, and there's only Vic Perkins
and
what's the other one?
Paul Pencil.
Was there Paul?
Pencil is the other.
Was
there?
Why did I allow Paul Pencil onto the Vic Perkins list?
Because it was in danger of atrophying with only Vic Perkins on it.
I suppose so, but I'm going to have to take it off again and put it on the other. Because Paul Pencil, I think, is exotic. It's straight into the wrong pen. I think Vic Perkins is the only one allowed on the Vic Perkins list. That's the most unexotic name.
Oh, no.
No, I'm afraid that's how it's going to have to be.